Our story begins in Mac's office at TM Productions, where he's talking with his brother Matt.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes.
What? What would you know about it? You weren't even back in our lives when we got those calls.
I know about it because I'm the one who made them.
What? What did you say?
I said, I'm the person who made those calls to you and Raven.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. I don't get it. This is a joke, right?
No. No, it's not. But apparently those phone calls had an impact on you that I didn't realize.
Wait. You call and hang up on us 10 or 12 times, and you don't think it's going to freak us out? Why would you do something like that?
I wasn't calling you just to hang up. The first time I called, I was in New York for publicity. I was alone in my hotel room, and I was looking through the phone book like I always do when I'm in the States to see if there were any Malones. It's silly, I know, but there you were. Mackenzie Malone. I had no idea if it was you, so I mustered up enough courage to call the number, and Raven answered.
And you decided to hang up instead of talking to us. She had no idea who you were.
The first time, I just hung up right away. I thought to myself, it's just someone with the same name. So obviously, it wasn't you. I didn't know about Raven or who you were with now.
And what about all the other times?
Well, I started wondering if maybe it was you. So I tried to call back again, and Raven seemed to answer every single time. I wanted to talk. I wanted to ask her if she knew you. I wanted to tell her that I needed to talk to my brother, but I just couldn't.
So you did nothing, except continue to call, sometimes hanging on the line, scaring the hell out of my pregnant wife.
I didn't mean to scare her, Mac, I swear. That thought never crossed my mind. I was starting to get a yearning for the family even before Mom's accident. I realize that now in retrospect.
That's just great, Matt. Do you know I had Joe Zaga spend time trying to track down our mystery caller? We thought this person might have had something to do with Marty's kidnapping.
I didn't realize that until now. That's when I knew I had to tell you about it.
I don't even know what to say to you. You're unbelievable.
I know. Another reason to hate me.
I don't hate you, Matt. I don't know what the hell I feel, but it's not hate. You're my brother. I couldn't hate you.
Mac, I just want us to be able to start over. Start fresh without all the baggage between us.
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it, Matt? But you know what? After everything that's happened in all these years, I just don't know if I could ever do that. Down in Richmond, at the county home, Clint has just entered Dara's room.
Clint, I'm so glad that you're back.
I've been so frustrated because they wouldn't let me see you.
What happened? Why did they change their mind?
Dara, there's something I need to talk to you about. I have some news that I know you're not expecting to hear.
News about what?
Have a seat. Do you remember the man who was in here the other night when I was here, Chuck Landers?
Yeah, he said he was a friend of my mother's.
That man lives in New York, and he used to work with my Aunt Hannah. I actually had Thanksgiving dinner with him last year.
What's he doing here, Clint? My mom never mentioned him to me before.
How do I say this? Your mom knew Chuck in college. They dated for a while. Not long, but for a while.
My mom dated him? I can't picture them together.
It was never anything serious, and then they broke up and Chuck never heard from your mom again.
Then why did he say they were friends?
I guess he wasn't sure what to say. Remember when I told you that my mom was going to try to help you?
Yeah, that'll be the day.
She was able to get a copy of your birth certificate. Have you ever looked at it?
My birth certificate? No. Why?
When my mother saw it, she recognized the name of the man listed as your father. It was Chuck Landers.
What? My father's name was Bruce. He died when I was a baby. I have a picture of him in my room, Clint.
I know you do. And I don't know why your mother didn't tell you the truth, but the truth is, Chuck Landers is your father.
That's not true. That can't be.
He had a blood test that was matched against your blood work from when you were here in the hospital after the fire. It was a match, Dara. I know that this is hard to believe, but your father is out there in the lobby, and he's waiting to talk to you.
At the Auckland Police Station, Hannah and Todd are talking with Officer Lincoln.
Look, you have to listen to me. Mandy Salick is involved with my baby nephew's kidnapping.
Ms. Richards, if the police back in the States won't even investigate this woman, what do you expect me to do?
Just bring her in. Ask her a few questions. She's hiding something.
Officer, we've come a long way looking for this baby.
I can appreciate that, but I have no grounds to investigate this woman. I'm afraid there's nothing I can do.
What do you want us to do? Just leave New Zealand empty-handed?
You may have no other choice. Officer Lincoln here. They found what? And no one is looking for it? How old is this baby? Okay, hold tight. I'll be down there in 15 minutes.
Was that about a baby?
Did someone find Marty?
A baby was found abandoned at the airport. It is a boy. It gets to be a few months old. I have to get down there.
That's him!
Todd, could it really be?
We want to go with you.
Well, okay, but stay out of my way.
Alone in her New Zealand apartment, Mandy has just called the airline.
Hi, my name is Rachel Cummings. I was booked on flight 707 earlier today. I wasn't able to make the flight, and I need to reschedule. Sure, I can hold. What? You sure I was on the flight? That's odd.
I knew it, you double-crossing bitch. So where is my baby?
Hi. I need the security line for the airport. Please, thank you. Hello? My baby is missing. I turned around, and she was gone. I need your help in finding her. What? You found a baby? She's mine. I'll be right there to pick her up. You called the police? No. She's my daughter, Angela. I'll be right there. I'm coming for you, my sweet girl.
Join us again on Monday for an all-new episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.